This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, yeah, you've heard the forecast. Rain is coming. It looks like it's going to be a rainy day, although I don't think the rain's coming until tonight, and the heaviest rain tonight and into tomorrow morning. You've heard that, but very, very cloudy out. Some of you might be in an area right now where it's raining, and you know, be sure and if you're out there driving, be sure and drive very carefully. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I am so into the NBA playoffs, and I'm so excited that the Lakers are not in it. They got kicked out in the first round. So excited about that. And last night I watched the Knicks and the Celtics. And the Knicks beat the Celtics on the Celtics' home court. That was a big deal. That was the beginning of their semifinal series. And last night, did you happen to watch the Denver-Oklahoma City game? Denver won it in Oklahoma City, 121-119, with a last-second three-pointer. And Denver came from behind. Some of these games, you know, it's almost like it's fixed because it's so exciting, but it's not. I mean, you couldn't fix this. Just, I mean, amazing how some of these games come down to just the last few seconds. But there was an Oklahoma player who missed two free throws, and the Nuggets got the rebound and took it down and then hit a three-pointer and won 121-119. Really exciting stuff. All right, so we're talking about the President of the United States. He said over the weekend that he's not sure if he has to follow the Constitution. So I'm asking the question, do you think the President of the United States should follow the Constitution of the United States? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls here and some of your text messages in just a few minutes. Here's an update on the woman we talked about yesterday. The woman in Rochester who has raised over $6,000, Rochester, Minnesota, not New York, she's raised over $600,000 after she was caught on video screaming the N-word at a five-year-old black child who apparently took something from her. Now, the child should not have done that, and there are reports that the child is in the autism spectrum. But still, regardless, the child should not have taken it. But was it necessary to scream out the N-word? And then when the guy with the phone who was doing the video of her, when he confronted her, she said, you know, something about mind your own effing business or F off, or she used the F-bomb. And then she continued to use the slur when she was talking to him. Well, the incident has been investigated by the police in Rochester. And the police say that the investigation is done. And their findings have been submitted to the Rochester City Attorney's Office for review and consideration of a charging decision, whether or not to charge this woman. I don't know what you charge her with. Hate speech? I have to respect the First Amendment, and we have a right to say a lot of things that we shouldn't say. But the investigation here, I don't know if this is really going to go anywhere. There was a rally yesterday of protesters criticizing racism in their community, and they're urging action. The Rochester branch of the NAACP has created a GoFundMe account for the little boy's family, and now they've raised $341,594. It's amazing what you can raise with a cause. I mean, I'm trying to think of a cause right now that I can use to raise some ridiculous amounts of money. And we talked a lot about this yesterday, and there's just no need to use the N-word. And there are still people who will find an excuse to use it, but no legitimate reason to use it. All right, so over the weekend, the president said that he's not sure if he has to follow the Constitution. What do you think? Do you think the president should follow the Constitution? Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870. Let's go to Elmo in Gentilly. Hey, Elmo, you're on WWL.
Hello. Thank you, Scoot. I'll just say something first about basketball. It is as it's cardiac for the fans as it is for the players. But anyway, Trump, I mean, there's no question. Trump being president, he has to follow the Constitution. But I want to back up a little bit. I also saw an interview where he was asked about the Declaration of Independence that he had hung in his Oval Office. And the interviewer, I think it was ABC, asked him what he thought about the Declaration. He said it was about love. And it took him aghast and me aghast, but, you know, the Declaration itself set the moral direction for our society, and you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, and when it was talking about men, it wasn't excluding women or anything in between. And also to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to support these, we establish a government among men, by, you know, other people, by the people, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, that's all in civics, and that government is defined by the laws in our Constitution. That's what we are.
It doesn't seem like it's asking too much for a president, just like citizens, to follow the Constitution. And I'm very uncomfortable with the idea that a president is above the law and does not have to follow the Constitution. And if that's the case, then everybody who supports Trump and says he doesn't have to support the Constitution, you have to be prepared to accept that if there's a Democrat in the White House.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but there is, in my opinion, there's no room to accept anything other than you have to follow the Constitution. That is
agree.
The heart and soul of our country.
Well, it is, and you're right. It's the heart and soul of the country, and then the president is the leader of our country, so it just makes so much sense that he would follow the Constitution.
Well, you know, I graduated from high school in 1962, so that shows how old I am.
Yeah.
And served in the military, et cetera, et cetera. And even that was pointed out when I went to NCO school in the military, it was pointed out that you did not have to follow the orders of superiors if their orders were unconstitutional. So I mean, that's covered in the Universal Code of Military Justice.
Yeah.
People aren't taught civics. I was taught civics in high school.
I was too. I don't know how much it's taught today, but I have a feeling it's not taught very much. Elmo, you're a wise man. I respect you for your wisdom and your knowledge, and I appreciate that you're listening to our show and that you took time to call in. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, what do you have for us?
What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Couple things. Number one, tonight, I know the rain's coming there, but Shinedown is playing at the Smoothie King Center tonight at the arena. You know, they're a modern rock band, pretty popular. There's going to be some pyrotechnics involved.
Man, I love Shinedown.
A lot of tickets available. Yeah, they're kind of borderline between an arena act and kind of like a theater act. So there's probably going to be about 6,000-7,000 people there, Scoop. But yeah, they're great, very melodic, a lot of rock hits. That's tonight. Also, for anybody looking for a free treat and a big Saints fan, annually, Thomas Morstead, you know, what's ironic here, Scoot, is Morstead won a Super Bowl here with the Saints. He still resides in Metairie, Louisiana with his wife and kids. although he's played with the Miami Dolphins since winning the Super Bowl here. He wanted to stay here. It just didn't happen. He was with the Jets. I think he's still with the Jets. But annually, Scoot, he does a kind of a giving back NOLA Day to all the fans, you know, over the years that still love him. He's going to be – he basically rents out Sal's Snowballs on Metairie Road, today's the day he's going to do that. So, yeah, anybody who wants a free snowball, anybody who wants to meet Thomas Morstead, get some Saints swag, autograph, Super Bowl champion, Thomas Morstead will be there today at 3:30 to 5 o'clock at Sal's Snowballs in Metairie, giving out free snowballs, free autographs, free pictures.
That's cool.
So that's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's Metairie Road and Bonneville.
And one last thing. Look, Jazz Fest was great. The Cheech and Chong event last week where they were going around town, Scoot, bartending, and of course they went to the Rouses there on Carrollton. I'll just show you the power to you and Ian of the power of the Scoot Show. You know, I was in line. I had called up that day and told you, hey, Scoot, Cheech and Chong are at Rouses on Carrollton. Well, lo and behold, some of your listeners showed up because I was in line with my father-in-law and my two daughters after picking them up from school. And I guess they heard my voice talking to my daughters and the people around me, because about two, three people behind me, they're like, hey, is that Jimmy?
Hey, that's cool.
Are you Jimmy? And, yeah, just, cool. Listen, it's less about Jimmy from Gretna and more about the power of Scoot and WWL, because
that's really
they
cool.
Showed up. So look, yeah, Shine Down tonight, free snowballs with Thomas Morstead at Sal's Snowballs at 3:30 today.
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot for that. Yeah, Sal's is right there next to Majoria Drugs, and they make a mean snowball. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some of your text messages. You know, we can continue to have this conversation about Trump and the Constitution. And again, let me mention that there was a devout Trump supporter, a MAGAite. Her name is Batya Unger Sargon. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, or at least I'm close. She's accusing the media of promoting a hoax, basically saying that Trump never questioned whether or not he should follow the Constitution. And I mean, we have hardcore evidence that he did, but this is the extent to which some people will go to support the current sitting president of the United States. And, you know, as you know, we're only talking about this when we absolutely have to, but these are big issues. And the idea that we're asking the question whether or not a president should follow the Constitution in 2025 is really shocking. And I think it shows you that maybe our country is not as stable as we thought it was, that maybe things are a little bit more, a little bit less secure than maybe we thought they were, because this should not even be a question. But it is a question, and it's a scary question. And some of the answers are even scarier. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about I want to talk a little bit about this woman and the N-word. But I also want to bring into the conversation country music superstar Luke Combs is talking about how his priorities are in order and that now his kids are more important than his work. He says his priorities in order, his job is not as important as his kids. But I think that's easy for him to say, because he has money now. And there was a time in my life when I was made to feel like I was picking my job over my child. And it hurts me to this day. But it's not true. And I think a lot of men sometimes have to make decisions, and it makes it seem, and some women have to make decisions, that it makes it seem as if they're putting work first, but not really. I'll explain that, and we'll talk about this. Have you ever had to put work ahead of your kids? Has there ever been a time when you felt like you put work ahead of your kids? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls and text messages coming up. I love this song. This is the epitome of yacht rock. This is yacht rock, for those of you who are not really sure about that subgenre. On this day in 1974, the Hughes Corporation released Rock the Boat. All right, we're going to come right back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Luke Combs doing a cover of the Tracy Chapman hit, Fast Car. And by the way, there was some controversy when this came out about cultural appropriation. Look, Tracy Chapman was thrilled that Luke Combs did this. It wasn't cultural appropriation. It was cultural appreciation. He liked the song. A great message in the song. Sad message, but a good message in the song. And Tracy Chapman said she's thrilled because she's getting money. We're going to talk about Luke Combs, a country music star, saying his priorities are in order this year. He said, quote, "My job is not as important as my kids." He's got a lot of money. It's easy for him to say that. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Ian said that we just got a text from somebody who wants to hear the audio from Trump this weekend about Trump saying, "I don't know if he has to follow the Constitution." He was asked that question, and he says, "I don't know." The president of the United States said he doesn't know if he has to follow the Constitution. So our question is, should the president, any president, have to follow the Constitution? I think so. But there are people, because of who the president is, who will make excuses and say, no, he doesn't have to. Or there are people who say, well, that's not what he really said. Well, no, we have it. We're going to play that audio coming up in just a few minutes. But I want to share with you a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. The question is about this white woman who raises over $600,000 counting. It's still going up. This was a reward for her shouting the N-word to a 5-year-old black child. Do you agree with the points that I make in the video? That's the question. The video is posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can watch the brief video and comment. It's also on Scoot on the Air Instagram. Here is a comment from Damien. It says, "This is America. This is, was, and always will be America, a racist country. At the black delegation, we at the black delegation are not surprised." Here's a comment from John Moore, PC Bullchat. Why is this politically correct BS? So here's an example. This guy, John, I probably should give his last name just so everybody knows who he is, but I won't. But this guy, John, is excusing the use of the word, the N-word to a five-year-old child. And again, the five-year-old child should not have stolen anything, but was it necessary to use the N-word? I say no. But guys like John, why don't you send her some money? Why don't you send the woman some money? I mean, I don't know if you have kids or not, but don't worry about your kids. Send that woman some money. Here's a comment to John's comment from, I don't have it. I don't know why that didn't come up. All right, here's a comment from Deanna. This lady is classless. This is my opinion. I agree. Dee Dee says, thanks, Scoot, for speaking the truth. And these are comments on Scoot on the air. Facebook, you can join in. There are some other comments that find reason to criticize me, and that's fine. But, you know, when a woman uses the N-word and raises over $600,000, I think that's quite a statement about race in America. And I think it's worth talking about that. So, again, as I have said, the last 2 weeks are a demonstration of what we're doing. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about politics unless I have to. But there are certain things that will come up that require us to talk about the president of the United States. But other than that, I'm trying to talk about other things on the show and pop culture and music and a lot of other things. But if you tune in and we're talking about politics or we're talking about something like race, it's because it's a significant issue. And these are things that we talk about on talk radio. So let's get to this issue of Luke Combs. So Luke Combs, this very successful country music star. I mean, he's a superstar in the country music world. A lot of crossover hits as well. He says, my job is more important. My job is not more important than my kids. He said, I have my priorities in order this year. My kids are more important than my job. I think it's easy for him to say that now. And I think there are times that sometimes men and sometimes women have to make decisions that make it look like they're prioritizing their job over their kids. And I'll give you an example in my life. In 1996, I was doing a talk show on B97 after Howard Stern. The station decided to change formats. In 1996, FM talk was not as popular as it is now. And so the company decided to change. It's not the company that owns B97 and WWL now, but another company owned the two stations. And they decided to change the format. So essentially, I was out of a job. I didn't have a job. There were no opportunities for me in New Orleans. None. And I know some of you might think, well, how could that be? Of course Scoot would have an opportunity on the radio in New Orleans. There were no opportunities for me here. And my agent, I had an agent at the time. My agent found a great position for me. I flew to Philadelphia and auditioned for it and got the job immediately. I was offered the afternoon show on WPHT in Philadelphia. And it was for really good money, really great money. My son was in a private school at the time. And my son's mom and I wanted to keep him in a private school. I was made to feel like I was prioritizing my job over my son when I made the decision to go to Philadelphia. It was a hard decision. It hurt me. But I had to make the decision because we wanted to keep my son in private school. To keep him in private school, for me to continue to pay child support, which was very, very generous, I had to move. I had to move. But it looks to some people like I might have been prioritizing work over my son, but I wasn't. I was making a sacrifice for my son. It was a great opportunity to go to Philadelphia. I'm not going to lie about that. But I didn't want to leave my son. But I was the primary income earner among the two of us. And to keep things the way they were, I had to leave. I had to leave. It was hard. And I cannot even describe how I cried every time I dropped him off at the airport. Every time he would come to see me and he would go back. I can't tell you how much I cried I cried the whole way home. And it was hard. And so sometimes men and sometimes women have to make decisions that might make it seem as if they're prioritizing work, but they're really doing it for their kids. And I never liked living away from my son. In fact, I wanted him to live with me. But it didn't work out until he was 18 and could make the decision for himself. And as soon as he turned 18, he moved to Portland to live with me. And he finished the last semester of high school in a school that, where he didn't know anybody, because he wanted to live with me, and he did. So, you know, sometimes people have to make tough decisions, and it might look like they don't care, but they really do care. And when Luke Combs says, well, I've got priorities in order this year, my job is not more important than my kids, I get it, Luke, but not everybody's in your position. Not everybody can do that. And sometimes men and sometimes women have to make tough decisions. And sometimes when it comes to after-school care, not being able to pick your kids up right away, sometimes you make work a priority because it's necessary. It's not that you're selfish. It's not that I was selfish. I didn't want to leave him. But I couldn't take him with me. So that was a tough time. And I look back on all those times when I was out of town and I brought him to the airport. And, you know, again, I cried like a baby all the way home. I didn't want him to see that. But sometimes we make decisions. There were no opportunities for me in New Orleans at the time. So I did what I could to continue to pay child support and continue to stay in touch with him and just continue to keep him in a private school. So when somebody like Luke Combs says, well, you know, yeah, my kids are my priority, I get it. If I were in that position, you know, my son would have been my priority and I wouldn't have left. I wouldn't have had to leave because I would have had money. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's take a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get right back to more of your calls. But I know a lot of people can relate to this. I don't know if anybody wants to really talk about it because it's a tough topic to talk about. But I just think it's easy for somebody like Luke Combs to say, yeah, my job's not as important as my kids. Well, because you're already a multimillionaire. And it's easy to say that when you're in that position. But when you have to make money, sometimes you have to make sacrifices to make money. And for me, I had to leave the city. And I didn't want to, but I had no choice. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. You know who this is? This is Mariah Carey. Beautiful voice, beautiful face, beautiful bod. I mean, she's hot. There's a question about whether or not Mariah Carey deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The inductees have been announced. We don't know actually who's going in among the inductees. We'll talk about that next hour. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm better now, but it's very hard for me to talk about some of the realities in my life, and many people are not aware of many of the things that I deal with and have dealt with in my life. Luke Combs, a country music star, says that his priorities are in order this year. My job is more important than my kids. Yeah, he's a multimillionaire. He could afford to make his kids more important. But sometimes men and sometimes women have to work. And they do it out of love for their kids. And it might look like they're prioritizing their jobs, but they're not really. And I think about that time that I had to leave my son. And it was really, 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 really hard. And it was so painful and hurtful. And it seemed like I was just going off to Philadelphia, that I was leaving. There were no opportunities for me here to continue to pay child support, to continue to continue to keep my son in a private school. I had to go to Philadelphia. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Steve Lakeshore. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I never call into these shows. I listen from time to time, but as I was listening to you speak, I could hear the hurt in your voice. And I practiced divorce law for 45 years here in New Orleans, and I can tell you that your situation is not unique. I've seen it many times where a parent has had to sacrifice their time with their children in order to ensure their children's future success. And sometimes it results in the other parent engaging in parental alienation and trying to use that against the former spouse, whether it's the father or the mother. And a lot of times it can cause a lot of problems between the parent and the child. But hopefully, as the child ages and comes around, they realize that that parent made sacrifices for them. I've had many situations where fathers or mothers who did the same thing that you did and went through the same experiences and hurt that you did came back to me years later to let me know that they had a great relationship with their children and that whatever they had gone through was worth it to see that their children were successful. So it is painful when it happens, and it's sometimes painful to remember it. But if the end result is that the child becomes successful, then, you know, it's all worth it, and they appreciate it.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate your words and all that you've said. And my son knows it. He knows it today. I mean, he's grown, and he knows that I did what I did out of love. And, you know, he was just getting into skateboarding and, you know, Philadelphia. Man, they had a lot of skateboard parks there, which they didn't have here. And, you know, wherever I lived, I only needed a one-bedroom apartment, but I always got a two-bedroom apartment because I never wanted my son to feel like a visitor. I wanted him to always feel like he had his own room. And so he did. So I spent the money to have a two-bedroom apartment, even though he wasn't there all the time. But when he was there, he felt like that was his home too. And my son, you know, learned a lot and got a lot of experience early in life, traveling to Philadelphia, to Miami, to San Diego, to Seattle, to Portland. They traveled a lot to Denver, and he's still in Portland. He found a life there, and he's still there today, and I'm very, very proud of him. He's the one thing that I've done best in my life, and I think he knows. All right, let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Lots of people are offering supportive words. Left Lane Driver says, "You did what you had to do, Scoot. You're a good dad." Dr. Bobby in Las Vegas says, "I walked a path similar to yours. Thank you for sharing." Dom in Houma says, "Man, Scoot, you got me tearing up a bit thinking about all that. I'm currently blessed with a job that gives me the autonomy to make it to my daughter's events and school functions and stuff. I won't get rich, but it pays the bills." Here's another that says, "Scoot, I just heard you saying that some people say the job is more important than family. My story is that I worked two jobs for 11 years to keep my two daughters in private schools. My job was more important to keep them in school to get a better education. Today, they're over 40 years old, and that did good. My point is, life is about sacrifices. It's just the way God wants it."
You know, it is. And I appreciate all of those texts. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I realized that if my son turned out the way he turned out, all of the things that I thought might have been a mistake at the time were not a mistake. They were not a mistake. That if the way that I was with him and talking to him every day, I mean, we were in touch all the time, and he saw me often, you know, spring break and summertime was there for a couple of months, and every Thanksgiving he was with me, and every time he had a chance to have holidays, I saw him at least every 6 weeks, and I was fortunate that I had the money to fly him to see me wherever I lived, and to make him feel like that was his city too. So, you know, he did have a lot of fun, and flying around, he, you know, the country at a very early age, he learned a lot. So if all of that made him who he is today, then I guess I can look back and say none of those were mistakes.
James on the North Shore is listening today. He says, "My mom left Slidell back in the 80s to go to Metairie to make more money for us. It was hard just living with Dad. He was so strict. I was mad at first. But my mom left us so we could have things. She made up for it later when we got to move to Fat City."
I think there was a time that living in Fat City would have been really cool. Thanks for that, James. And You know, I think most kids really do understand. Later in life, they really do understand. So if you're going through a tough time right now, please know that your kids are going to ultimately understand. And that's what's important.
And I'll leave you with this one. Mark is listening today. He says, my brother joined the Marines shortly after my parents separated. So it was just me and my mom when I was in high school. She worked her ass off, but I was always her number one priority. She liked to travel, and she saved her money to take me on 2 Caribbean cruises and a trip to the British Isles.
That's
when
cool.
I say mom worked, she worked a split shift at the Chris on Orleans. I guess they must mean Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It was brutal, but she did it for years.
Wow. Hey, let's go to Mitch in Mid-City. Mitch, I've got time for a fast comment, but welcome to the show, Mitch.
Hey, Scoot. First of all, I'm sympathetic to what you're talking about. You know, I appreciate my mom coming up, you know, this Mother's Day. I just want to shout her out for, you know, making sacrifices to give me a better life. But the main reason for my call is regarding the lady who has been getting, you know, almost over $500,000 for basically getting rewarded to say a racial slur. No matter the context, I just don't understand how people have been so emboldened ever since. I feel like we've got out of post-COVID. I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to make this at a fault of the current administration, but you definitely see a trend that how unabashed the current administration is.
Yes.
I feel like it's given people sort of an out to where, you know, there's a reason that the term is called political correctness, because, you know, you have to draw a line at some point. And that brings me to the next point where it's like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of reports of that being, you know, out of town neo-Nazis who have been spotted in the French Quarter and in bars and things of that nature. And it's just, I mean, these people were shamed out of the world. And now I saw that those two people who were, you know, those neo-Nazis, they were like apparently setting up a GoFundMe for them, you know, where they wanted to, we need to help to get relocated, and, you know, because we've been shunned out of, I mean, it's like there's a reason for that, man.
There's a reason
that people do not condone who you are, and it's the fact that people are donating to them. That's even, like, you can exist as a neo-Nazi, whatever. Don't put it out in public.
But Mitch, I agree with you that there is a sense in America now that all of that is okay, and it's really sad. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1978, The Knack became a band. Now, I'm not saying that's good for music. The Knack, man, they thought they were the bomb. They thought they were going to be the new Beatles. And I know this from experience in trying to get an interview with them. They thought they were big you-know-what. And where are they today? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we're going to do the text-off. We just ran a little late in that segment, so we'll do the Tuesday text-off at 3:10. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to play the video of Donald Trump responding that he doesn't know if he needs to follow the Constitution, which I think is really kind of shocking. So we're asking the question, does the President of the United States have to follow the Constitution? I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls coming up next on WWL.